report titled Excessive Manual Review and Intervention and is required to ensure pension benefit calculations from Milwaukee County ERS automated BS system are accurate.
Mr. Hare.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, our external auditors have been pushing us in recent years to do more work with county financial systems. And when we looked at the systems that were, in our view, most ripe for review, the first one we examined was the pension benefit payment system. Back in 1938, we were doing pension calculations by hand using paper. In about 1992, we built a system called DEFBAN, D-E-F, not D-E-A-F-T-H. Sorry. But in 2009, we devoted considerable resources, $12 million, to implementing the new VITEC V3 system. And the conclusion in the audit is that the pension payments are generally accurate, but that is primarily because of the extensive manual workarounds that ERS staff has to conduct. There are a couple of specific types of benefits that are more ripe to problems, including the 10-year certain and the customized. There's also, we identify some issue with the annual COLAs, but the bottom line is there's an error rate in our sample that, you know, 1 in 30 were definitely in error, and that was both up and down. The audit identifies a number of internal control issues and documentation issues, but to get right to the bottom line here, what we were encouraged by from the beginning to the end in this audit is the extent to which current management gets it. They worked right in step with us all the way through this audit. They understood the issues. They were very prompt in beginning to address the issues. And you know, that's something as an auditor we always look for, and we're always happy to report to you when it happens. The work in the recommendations is underway, and many of the items have already been addressed. And since this is our first meeting with the new committee, we'd like to be very clear about what we hope to have happen with this audit, because hopefully if things work out, this will be the pattern that we can look forward to for the next 4 years. We've identified problems. Management has agreed to solve them. The resolution that's before you is to implement the audit recommendations. So that's the action we're asking you for today. What we will then do is we will work with management and come back to you in 6 months so you have an update, so you can have in hand evidence that the recommendations have either been implemented or that they're in progress or that management has chosen to do something else to address the problem. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll leave it open for questions.
Supervisor Jersey.
So we're back to doing it by paper and pencil?
Well, no. I mean, the system as it is today involves having to do manual override, manual review, and manual quality assurance. The V3 system itself is very robust. I mean, it does develop a calculation of a pension payment. So I wouldn't say that it's all back to pen and paper. However, for this kind of an investment, we ought to have a system where the QA and the manual intervention would be much less extensive. So I mean, when this report was issued, there were some questions about whether or not we should junk it and start over. Our conclusion is no. It's a $12 million investment. Management is comfortable with what they need to do with both the data and the systems and their oversight of the system to make it work. So we think those are not lost costs. They're sunk costs that can be built on to develop a system that's more accurate, more automatic.
How many retirees do we have, total retirees?
My last look was well over 7,000.
Yeah.
So 7,000 and 1 in 30, there may be a problem with the calculations. Basically, I'm concluding that you can't trust any of them. You have to check everyone.
Well, indeed, Mr. Chairman, that is a protocol that they use. Every calculation that is done by the system is peer-reviewed. And some are fairly simple. Some you can see it's just a handful of moving parts. It's final average salary, it's multiplier, it's years of service. I mean, it's a three-part calculation. But we do have a very arcane system. We've got a variety of options that are a little bit more challenging. We've got the Internal Revenue Code that layers over that in terms of what we can pay out. And then option 7, which is completely, you know, customization. It's a very manually intensive option. But again, this team that is managing this function now did not make a decision to have a separate system apart from Ceridian. They did not, they weren't here when we built it. They inherited it. So I think we're somewhat comforted by the fact that they understand it and they know what they need to do to make it work. At one point we thought maybe they would just say, no, we need to go to the board, throw it all out the window and spend another $10 million. But I think they've been very responsible in trying to make the system work. So, and I hope in 6 months when we come back, we can tell you that the issues that we've identified have been resolved. And I don't have any doubt we'll either see full completion or substantial completion at that time.
Thank you. That's a good description of the board. I inherited all the problems, and I'm here to try to make it work. I just want to compliment Mr. Harry. He states things in such clarity. I continue to be impressed. I think I'm president of the Jerry Hare fan club.
And the only member.
There is a resolution. I move approval.
The report is 6 months.
You want it back in 6 months?
We will do that. Yeah. That will be our protocol. We will do that.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair to be the member. He's my constituent. I'm the charter member here. But I think, as I said maybe more than enough this morning, though, we've really relied on audit and have trust there, and Mr. Jenkins and the shorter staff that you have, and you waded through our budget. All our departments have taken hits over the years. And so we do appreciate that. And isn't it true why they inherited the system is that after we did all this, and Ceridian, which I had, you know, we worked on for a couple of years and finally had to do some special things so we could, you know, put it in the budget and make sure it was followed through, et cetera, et cetera. But Vitek, all of a sudden, to our chagrin, we found out we didn't have a retirement system. So we had to go to a special procedure and get Vitek and a new contract, et cetera. So I'm just presuming, as you said, and then interfacing now and IMSD team and what we have going now, that we'll see some results and it's been good cooperation. So you're pretty confident that, you know, retirees, they're going to be honest. We got to get those checks right, and I know if it takes extra work in the interim, we have to do it because if anybody follows what they're making, I'm sure it's them. So thank you for your work.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Vitek sat for 8 months without a project manager. It had a very rocky start, and again, what we like about the current management's attitude about this is there were things during the audit that didn't quite rise to our level of materiality, but there were issues that we, you know, had some questions about. Management grabbed those and ran with them. Concurrent with the release of this audit, they identified $300,000 worth of payment issues with drops based on just bad data that, you know, they were in the best position to own and understand and fix. And I just can't say enough about how well they worked with our team to pull this audit together.
So I was just going to say the thank you. I'm sorry. The last one would be, I mean, 6 months is kind of a, you know, if it would happen, things would come be done more quickly. You would certainly come back to us beforehand, I presume.
Absolutely. I'm impressed with the progress they've made to date, and they're juggling.
Thank you.
You know, pretty high flow of work as well. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion for approval of the resolution with the report in 6 months, not being 6 months. Questions, concerns? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On approval, Supervisors Carr.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Carmel West.
Aye.
Joseph.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.
Thank you very much. Item number 24.